Message of the Latter Rain. Epilogue. In 1977, a Reformed scholar and Anglican clergyman by the name of Jeffrey J. Paxton published a book entitled The Shaking of Adventism, a documented account of the crisis among Adventists over the doctrine of justification by faith. Immediately following chapter 1 of that book is an appendix entitled 1888, A Thorn in the Church's Flesh. Jeffrey Paxton was certainly correct in his assessment of our problem. What happened in 1888 has been a thorn in the flesh. The conclusion of the appendix is also correct. It says, the drama of the church's response to 1888 is not yet finished. The finishing of the drama is the hope of the authors. In 1888 in Minneapolis, the messenger of the Lord stood to warn our brethren. She said, God will withdraw his spirit unless his truth is accepted. Unfortunately, the servant of the Lord was publicly defied at Minneapolis, as her counsels to the leadership were openly disregarded. Her prophetic voice was never so directly challenged as it was at that terrible conference. Nevertheless, history has overwhelmingly vindicated the prophet. As we study the message that accompanied the beginning of the latter rain and begin to understand its meaning, we realize that God's truth was not fully accepted. We also realize that the message presents an understanding of his pardoning love, which suggests that our rejection of his truth has already been pardoned. We now have a responsibility to seek the second phase of forgiveness with respect to this failure. As we do, we remember that we do not repent in order that God may love us, but he reveals to us his pardoning love in order that we may repent. The principles which were introduced in the 1888 General Conference session are not generally conversant within Adventism today. Perhaps that is why Laodicea has not understood Christ's call to repent. Receiving his truth is essential to understanding genuine repentance. If we are to receive the latter rain at long last, we must also receive the message that was sent so long ago. We know that we shall receive it, for the work can never be finished, and Christ can never come until we do. Laodicea has an appointment with a glorious destiny. The message of Christ's righteousness is to sound from one end of the earth to the other to prepare the way of the Lord. This is the glory of God, which closes the work of the third angel.